Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is staying in God's light. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When you're afraid of the enemy, remember God is your light. Written and read by Jessica Van Roekel. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27:1. The flashlight sputtered in the dark. I hit it against my hand and it flickered a little brighter. The shadows from the pine trees stretched their bony fingers to grab me as I walked down the path. The way back to the cabin seemed longer than I remembered. I hurried, wishing for more than the little spotlight, lighting my next step. The way was dark and lonely. Have you ever wandered in the dark wishing for more light? I breathed a sigh of relief once I made it back to my cabin. The pool of light spilling from the door was a welcome sight, and I ran the last few steps with my faulty flashlight hanging limp beside me. I stood in the doorway's light and glanced back at the path. I had made it without being accosted by shadows. Many times in our lives, we face situations where it feels as though the darkness weighs heavy. Our minds swirl with imaginary conversations and worst-case scenarios. The enemies seem near and invasion seems imminent. Gideon experienced this. The Midianites invaded on a regular basis to steal and destroy anything the Israelites grew. Gideon's own people turned to Baal worship, but eventually called on the Lord for help. The help came when the Lord called Gideon to courage. Gideon had much to fear. He had enemies in the Midianites and within his own people. He destroyed his town's altar to Baal in the dark of night because he was afraid of them. Have you ever been too afraid to act because of people? I find myself cowering behind fear of what people are saying or might say instead of standing in faith that God has my back. Like Gideon, I will do my work hidden in the winepress, trying not to be seen. But sometimes God calls us to shine his light into the darkness by standing strong on his promises. The Lord whittled down Gideon's army and provided a battle strategy that didn't make sense. Gideon took his small army of 300 men to the camp of thousands, with only two items that we wouldn't consider as weapons. The Lord's strategy of limiting God's army and weapons was brilliant. There were two battles to be fought: the obvious one with the Midianites and the hidden one with Israel's tendency to boast in their own strength instead of the Lord's. Gideon passed out trumpets and empty jars with torches inside and divided the men into three companies surrounding the Midianite camp. At his leading, the men blew their trumpets, broke the jars to let the light shine, and shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon!" They held their position with their trumpets and their lights, and the Lord saved them. Have you ever felt as though the Lord was asking you to do something that didn't make sense? Sometimes it's as simple as staying the course in the face of slander and gossip. Other times it's gearing up with the shield of faith and the sword of truth. We might feel like we go into battles unequipped, but the Lord is our light and our salvation. We don't have to be afraid. If you find yourself facing a difficult battle right now, let yourself be encouraged by this reminder. God is your light. He will guide your steps. He will show you where to stand and where to retreat. He will act on your behalf. Intersecting faith and life. Jesus was clear in John 16:33 that in this world we will have trouble. Trouble can look like sickness and disease. It can be broken relationships with friends and families. It can even be our own broken perspective. You might feel like you're going through life with a faulty flashlight to guide you, and you long for a well-lit path. But the Lord is with you. He is your light, and you don't have to fear. Place your trust in Him. He guides you through dark valleys and over mountains, and all the while He is your light. Keep your eyes fixed on Him. Look for His goodness in your darkness. Stay in His light.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.